It is Monday, July 27th. I'm Nicole Sandler, and once again, it's time for your quickie news update, a discussion of the day's news in 10 minutes or less. On the phone with us is Victoria Jones from the Talk Radio News Service. Hi, Victoria. What's going on today?
Hi. Well, Secretary of Defense Gates is in Israel today, had a number of meetings, including with Defense Minister Ehud Barak, who expressed impatience that the Americans want to engage Iran at all. And Defense Secretary Gates was trying to reassure the Israelis that our overtures to Iran are not open-ended. And Barak said, I don't think it makes any sense at this stage to talk a lot about it, he said at a joint news conference. It was quite a strained news conference. Barak saying, we clearly believe that no option should be removed from the table. This is our policy. We mean it. So really quite strong words from Barak, and Netanyahu later on releasing a statement saying he pressed Gates on the need to use all means to keep Iran from gaining a nuclear weapon. Now, the U.S. policy is to use all means to keep Iran from gaining a nuclear weapon. It's not expressed quite as robustly as that, but the U.S. has stated on more than one occasion that all options are on the table. Nevertheless, we are willing to engage with them and have given them until the end of September to get on board, at which time we are willing to go forward with increased sanctions.
Okay. So we'll keep watching the situation over there. It's always been tense, and I guess today shows no difference there.
Right. Exactly. And of course, the other part of the tension over there is that the Israelis continue to build settlements, particularly in East Jerusalem and on the West Bank, because they say that they have a deal with the Bush administration, which some in the Bush administration say they did not have a deal. Despite the official policy that they could not build settlements, they say they had a separate deal with the Bush administration. The Obama administration says, whatever deal you may have had, we're here now. You don't have a deal. The position is no settlements.
Right.
So the peace process is not moving forward terribly robustly, as you might imagine.
I guess not. They need to put an end to those settlements. I thought that was a done deal, yet they keep forging ahead. So it's showing, you know, Israel not really negotiating in good faith here either.
It's a very difficult situation. Now I'm going to move to the wacky fringe very briefly. The Bertha controversy, which was asked about at the briefing today with Robert Gibbs, he called it made up fictional nonsense. He was asked about why the Bertha story won't go away. He said nothing will assuage them. A few members of Congress were asked about this by a reporter for Fire Dog Lake. One of them, Charles Bustani, said, I think there are questions we'll have to see. Representative Kathy Rogers said, we're going to find out. I'd like to see the documents. So as you can see,
God. There
are members of Congress who also seem to have questions.
Even after the officials in Hawaii said with no uncertainty, His birth certificate is legitimate, it's authentic, end of story, and they're still going on about this.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
It is quite fascinating. Meantime, the Senate Armed Services Committee in the fall is going to hold a hearing on don't ask, don't tell policy. This has been pushed by Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, New York Democrat.
Oh, good for her.
No specific legislation is under consideration, but they are moving forward on this particular hearing. So this is possibly the first step. Could lead somewhere, could lead nowhere. We don't know exactly.
Okay. Well, at least there's going to be a hearing on it, which is better than what we had up to this point.
It's certainly a move. Then, of course, as you know, yesterday was the day when Governor Sarah Palin stepped down. And she left with a very fiery speech in which she took aim at the media, told them to stop making things up.
Yeah, well, maybe the birthers should take note of that.
That's a thought.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thought.
And maybe she should have taken note of that, too, with her whole palling around with terrorists comments.
That's another thought.
Yeah, you know, I'm full of them today.
You are. You're on a roll today. Meanwhile, health care limps forward in the House and the Senate. Senate Finance Committee is trying to get a bill out. We don't really know what's going on there because they tend to be fairly secretive. In the House, they actually held a five-hour tutorial today. A lot of House members had been saying, this is a 1,000-page bill, and we don't understand it. And so some of the leadership said, we're going to hold a seminar for you, and they didn't know if anybody would sign up, but they've been overwhelmed by the number of people who've signed up to understand this bill. So people are very encouraged by that, by the interest in it.
Good, as there should be interest in it. You know, I get frustrated because on Facebook particularly, I post a lot of information up there, and people come to my page and comment on them. And somebody that I know and respect, she's a good friend, actually said, well, I hope they change this because I don't like this bill. And I want to say, what bill? You haven't seen a bill yet. Nothing has been finalized and nothing is final. And how do you know you don't like it?
That's exactly right. There is no bill. Now, one of the risks of passing a bill before the end of the session, which is something that Nancy Pelosi would like to do, and she says they have the votes, which is very interesting because I don't know where they're going to get them from, but she says they have the votes, is that if they pass a 1,000-page bill, then Drudge and Republican operatives have got all of August to go through that bill and find all the strange little weird kinks in that bill. And I guarantee you there are some, and magnify them.
Right. And right now, we already know the Senate is not going to pass anything before then. So why not, as long as we know we're not going to have health care reform done by the August recess, take it home. Everybody, this is their job. You know what? They want a whole month off. Fine. Take the month off and take your reading with you. And everybody should mark it up themselves and come back and let's really hammer it out and get it done in the fall.
That seems to be the route to go rather than, and you know, from if I were a Democrat, I'm an independent, if I were a Democrat and I was advising the Democrats, I would say to them, don't pass this bill because you're giving 1,000 pages of fodder to the Republicans to look for all the mistakes in the bill and to magnify them on Drudge for a month.
Right. You're right. So since we know it's not going to get done, if it could have gotten done before the August recess, then I'd say, great, go for it. But it's not going to get done. So take it home, make these people work over their breaks, and each one of them should have to read it through and come back with their comments on them. But that's just me.
It'll be very interesting to know the number of them who actually read it.
Yeah, yeah.
Although wouldn't hold your breath.
I don't. Unfortunately. All right. Anything else you got?
The only other thing is an interesting story from overseas. Afghan President Hamid Karzai says that he wants new rules governing the conduct of U.S.-led forces. He wants a new deal that would minimize civilian casualties, limit searches of private homes, and restrict detention of Afghans indefinitely without charges. He also wants Bagram Air Base reevaluated and the 600 Afghans held there released.
Good, because Bagram is turning into the next Guantanamo, and it shouldn't be.
And it probably will be because they are not going to know where they're going to put people when they close down Guantanamo. And I predict that they're going to send them to Bagram.
Yeah, well, that's already what's happening over there. And it's just turning into Guantanamo 2. And it's just a bad practice for our government. Again.
Yes, it is.
All right. I got one other thing for you.
Senator
Al Franken had his first piece of legislation passed.
Yes, he did. The doggies.
Yes, the doggies. I love this story. A measure began as a standalone bill that was added by unanimous consent to the much larger defense authorization bill. It cleared the Senate on an 87-7 vote. And what it does, it's a pilot program that pairs wounded veterans with service dogs. And I love that because Franken talked to an injured war veteran at Obama's inauguration in January and learned about his service dog provided through a nonprofit organization and the help the dog provided the man. So Franken did his own research. He found a need for this program. He proposed the legislation. And now it looks like these service dogs will be trained to help physically and mentally wounded veterans. What a great story.
I think it's great. And it was bipartisan. His co-sponsor is a Republican, and then it was signed on to by another bunch of Republicans and Democrats.
All right. So far, I'm loving Senator Franken.
I'm loving Senator Franken, too. I love doggy bills.
Yes, me too. And this works for everybody. A good news piece of news for us here to wrap things up for this Monday. Victoria Jones from the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. Always a pleasure. We'll talk
Thank
soon.
Thank you.
Tonight from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, I hope you'll join me on Air America Radio, streaming live at airamerica.com. We will bring you the latest on the healthcare battle. We'll also look at the underlying cause of why it's so difficult to get healthcare reform. That's because we don't have campaign finance reform yet. We will speak with Dan Weeks, the president of Americans for Campaign Finance Reform. We'll also say goodbye and good riddance to Sarah Palin with Alaska blogger and radio host Shannon Moore. And, of course, you. I hope you'll join me tonight on Air America Radio. And that's today's Quickie News Update. I'm Nicole Sandler, radio or not.